This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for me to hand you over to Mary-Anne Kennedy for this week's edition of World on 3.
Thank you so much, Ian. And the past couple of weeks of listening shows that spring has definitely or eventually sprung into the world music world. And the brightest of blossoms is this new one from Mali's master of the two-stringed Ngoni, Baseku Kayati, with his rockingest band, Ngoni Ba, and vocals from a musical powerhouse in her own right, Baseku's wife, Ami Sako.
Can it be now?
understand how I know the feeling sometimes. The speakers of my language are scattered, but I collect conversations waiting to run into someone. Hayat, from Indian-born, Canadian-raised and New York City-based Kiran Ahluwalia. Her musical tastes are equally global, blending the Indian and Pakistani musical styles of her youth with the Saharan grooves of one of her great inspirations, the desert blues giants Tenariwen. Her new album on ARC Records is just launched this week in the UK. It's called Sonata, Stillness. Very busy programme tonight, so a quick romp through the menu to make sure that you know you just can't leave the radio alone. The most exciting thing for me is that we can bring you our first ever BBC introducing session with Algerian Londoner Nazim Ziryab. He was in equally excited form as he recorded in the legendary Maidavale Studios for the first time last week. I'll also be making another BBC introduction tonight from Tibet by way of Woolwich in the middle of London. Being the beginning of April, it's Album of the Month, tonight being championed by Rita Ray, a unique blend of Scandinavia and Southern Africa. And our nostalgia trip into the Radio 3 archive heads out from that coast across the Mozambique Channel to Madagascar. So let's press on home turf first, with a uniquely English sound, but one that has its own identity, described as Philip Glass meets folk. The Bristol quartet Spiro have a new album out next week, touring extensively over the coming weeks, from the Speyside Whiskey Festival up in the Scottish Highlands to Truro's Hall for Cornwall down in the southwest. Check out their website for all the details, and you'll find the link on tonight's playlist on the Radio 3 website. Welcome Joy and Welcome Sorrow is a collection of tracks inspired by lines, phrases, passing thoughts and images from songs and novels, journeys and eavesdropped conversations, with each core built up into the trademark whirlwind Spiro sound. This incendiary track has the traditional tune I'm Our Young to Marry Yet at its heart, Burning Bridge. Thank you.
what's wrong?
I'm afraid to ask you.
Baby, what's wrong?
Tell me, what did he do? Is there no love?
Burning Bridges on Either Side, Spyro's Burning Bridge led on there to Canadian couple White Horse and their twangily creepy Baby What's Wrong from their new album Leave No Bridge Unburned. Husband and wife Luke Doucette and Melissa McClelland had been playing for years in each other's bands before finally joining musical forces fully in earnest. And the album is very much all about forging ahead with no regrets. Cheers to Admiral Nelson, who's tweeted at BBC Radio 3, loving the Kieran Alawalia track. If you use the hashtag World on 3, you can share your thoughts as well on tonight's music with us. You're listening to Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, where I'll be joined shortly by Rita Ray, who's going to introduce April's Album of the Month. But first, our very first BBC introducing session. Thanks to all of you who've been sending your music for us to listen to via the BBC introducing uploader. And here is the proof that it's all worth it. Algerian singer and musician Nazim Ziryab came to London a few years ago as a student, but also with an eye to the multicultural music scene there. He was one of the first guys to submit tracks for World on 3 to check out, so it was great to meet him at Maida Vale Studios last week to record his first ever BBC session. It wasn't a straightforward journey to the session for Nazim, as you'll hear. It was the morning that an unexploded World War II bomb had been discovered in Bermondsey in South London, just yards from his family home. But despite being turfed out of the house in his jammies in the wee small hours, he and the band were in great form by the time they reached the studios, as you'll hear first here with Chukchuka. Thank you. Nazim Ziryab and Chakchuka, you're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and the first fruits of BBC introducing Stepping Into World Music. And it's very exciting to be introducing you to the musician behind the first track we played on World on Three as part of BBC introducing, and indeed our first session tonight here as well. Nazim, welcome. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
We nearly didn't have you. Because it's been a bit of an exciting day this morning.
Because I live in Bermondsey. It was really a good place till this morning. because apparently they found a Second World War bomb just 4 meters from my flat. So, the police guys, I just woke up, it was 9. It's really early for me. I know it's not maybe for you, but the police came and they they said there is a bomb, there is a world war. I thought, like, you know, there is a war outside. So I was looking out the window to see if there is like some smoke and hopefully not. It's just because, you know, but I was with my pyjama. So I was out with my pyjama at midday at, you know, today at 12. And I was wondering whether I could come to BBC in my pyjamas. Exactly, it should. Yeah.
But there was a very kind police officer who let.
But
you
nobody,
back
nobody can know if I'm with pyjama now or not. So I can confirm I'm not.
The BBC introducing cameras—they're going to give it all away.
Yeah.
But the police let you back in to get your instruments.
I talked to a police guy. Apparently, he was a musician. I don't know if he's listening, but if. You know, I said, I'm about to become the next, celebrity, the next Michael Jackson. And he said, okay, for that, I can let you back in and get your stuff. Because I had my guitar and my mandol, all my instruments, and my Oyster card as well at home. So I had to go back home. And
well, we're very glad the boys of the Met are so understanding.
Exactly. They are really understanding.
And have such good taste, obviously. So, Nazim, tell me then how you come to be in London and making music and how we've come to meet you.
So I came here to study 3 years ago, 2 years and a half. I came to do, to university. And then it was really difficult, I have to admit it, because, you know, I was struggling to because I had my project, my music project. So many people were involved in my project and believing on my project. So at a certain time, when I finished my university, I had to go back home. And fortunately, I've been recruited by a company. They did worker permit for me. And then I started to believe on my dreams again, because, you know, one of my dreams were to be here one day, BBC. I mean, you know, it's like, for us, I'm from Algeria, and for us, BBC is, you know, the really big media. So being here in BBC is a big, huge achievement. You cannot imagine how huge it is. So yeah, after that, I uploaded my music, one of my tracks, because I've recorded some music in Algeria, back in Algeria, and I uploaded my music just on BBC Introducing. And the BBC Introducing team, they called me the day after. They said, we're going to broadcast your music. And it was like, it was like a dream, because I wasn't sure that I will, because I know there is competition or whatever. There is thousands of artists uploading their music. So I was really, really happy that BBC Introducing team believed on me. That's the first thing, because, you know, as an artist, I mean, as a humble artist, I think that we need someone to believe on what we do and say, it's good, go for it. So BBC Introducing, they did that for me. And playing here now, it's a huge achievement. So can you imagine how happy I am playing at BBC Maida Vale? It's like...
Yeah, you know, legendary studios.
Legendary studio.
When you think of all the musicians that have passed through
here.
Yeah,
exactly. And as, you know, it's I'm living a dream with you now, Marianne.
Hey, it's not often people say that to me. You can say that again. Take us back home. Born and brought up in Algeria. What part did music play for you in growing up there?
You know, Algeria is in North Africa, And it's an interesting area, musically speaking, because it's many civilizations passed by North Africa, you know, Phoenician, Roman, Arab, French, Spanish. So it's like a mixture, a blend of civilization, which makes our music really interesting. And it has traditional music like really Andalusian or Arabic music, desert music, music from desert, because 90% of Algeria is desert. We have some Greek on it, Turkish, because the Ottoman civilization went to Algerian state for 500 years. So Algeria is really rich in music and culture. So all what I did is really simple. I grew up with all this mixture of flavor, and without forgetting the Western influence. So I've been really, really influenced by this kind of approach, by this kind of philosophy, because music is not only note we play, it's a whole philosophy, and it's, you know, it's a way of living. So when I came here to London, I thought it's really, really, really easy for me to build relationships with people by just playing music. So my band consists of people from Scotland, people from Italy, from France, and me,
and from back home,
the keyboard player Fuzi and the percussion player Samir. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear some more from you just now. The first track was one of your own,
Chukchuka,
and Shabby. It's going to start off with it's a beautiful solo, actually, the mandol.
So the mandol is an Algerian instrument. So it's a mixture between a guitar and a mandolin. So as I said, you know, it's like a mixture of things. So someone in Algeria, like 100 years ago, just decided to do his own instrument, which sounds really, really, really North African, let's say.
So a bit of a mixture, just like yourself, of North Africa and Western influences. So I'll let you head over and join the band again, and you'll give us a Shabby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Abi from Nazim Suryab in session for World on 3 and BBC introducing a real charming soul, and great to see such enthusiastic grabbing of an opportunity to get his music out to new audiences. You'll be able to download the whole session as a podcast at the end of the programme tonight, and you can see Nazim and the guys in action on the BBC Introducing Picture Gallery and the YouTube channel. Follow the links from our show on the Radio 3 website. And of course, there's more still to come here on World on 3, where you're listening to me, Marianne Kennedy. And always good to hear from you too on Twitter at BBC Radio 3 with the World on 3 hashtag. Back to the album releases for the moment. And first, a beautiful project by singer Sabina Yanatou, elegantly presented, as always, by the German ECM label. The band Primavera en Salónico are from Thessaloniki, a crossing point of cultures and religions over centuries. And their fourth album delves into their own city's rich history and a song collection that Savina describes as a kind of postcard collection of city memories, including this one with its roots in Armenia. Kele, Kele, come on.
که شد محرم دل در حرم یار بماند، آن که این کار ندانست در انکار بماند. اگر از فرد برون شد دل من عیب مکن، شکر ایزد که نه در پرده پندار بماند. گشت بیمار که چون چشم تو گردد نرگس، شیوه تو نشدش حاصل بیمار بماند. از صدای سخن عشق ندیدم خوشتر یادگاری که در این گنبد دوار بماند. به تماشاگه زلفش دل حافظ روزی شد که باز آید و جاوید گرفتار بماند. Thank you.
Another taste of the family band, Father and Sons Trio Shemirani, and their ongoing mission to bring percussion into a leading role. That was the title track of their new album, Dawar, The Universal Rhythm, with sons Kevyan and Bijan adding lute and hammer dulcimer to the mix, backing the mellifluous voice of Father Jamshid, reciting from one of the ghazals, love poems of the 14th century Persian poet Hafiz. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on 3, where Rita Ray joins me shortly with the album of the month for April from the band Munazwezi. And tonight's session comes from Algerian musician Nazim Zirian and his band, a discovery made through BBC Introducing, a showcase for emerging and unsigned talent which anyone can access. You upload your own World and Roots tracks and one of our team will give it a listen, that's a promise. And tonight's introduction comes from Tibet by way of Woolwich, Ngawang Lodup, a former Tibetan monk whose music comes from his family's mountain culture, sheep and yak herders from the Amdo region. He escaped Tibet a decade ago and is now settled here in the UK as part of the Tibetan community in exile. This song is called Thank You, and you can hear Ngawang's own accompaniment here on an electric mandolin.
Get on, get on.
Gawang Lodup, a former Tibetan monk who gave up the vocation traditional for the youngest son in the family to make a new life in the West. And you can hear his BBC introducing track again online. And of course, there's more from our BBC introducing session later on from Nazim Siriab. He was tweeting to say that we didn't actually manage to film his favourite of the tracks from the session, which just means that you all are going to have to go and check him out the next time you get the chance to go and see him live. Well, with me live here now on World on 3 is the multifariously talented DJ, writer, composer, mover and shaker, Rita Ray, to introduce us to April's album of the month. Rita, welcome. It's lovely to have you here.
Lovely to be here. You've staggered me with that introduction, you know. Thank you very much, you know, gilding the lily there, but there you go.
Not at all. Now, before we get stuck into the album, what do you think of BBC introducing it as an opportunity for emerging artists?
Such a great idea, because we have so much talent in the UK and we very often overlook it and look at people coming into the UK. So I think this is a really good opportunity for people to just make themselves known.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily straightforward for people to get their music out onto a broadcast platform. So more power to it, I'd say.
Absolutely.
Well, let's turn the introductions to this elegant new album that you've picked out for Album of the Month. First of all, tell us about the band, Mono Swazi. Who they?
Mono Swazi, well, it's all in the name. They come from Mozambique, Norway, Sweden and Zimbabwe. And they are a proper band. I first heard their album, their first album, which is called The Village, back in 2013. And we had them perform at the Mwalimu Express, which is our Sunday afternoon Afro chill out that Max Reinhardt of Lake Junction and I hold monthly at Rich Mix here in London. And we love the album. We had the opportunity to put them on, and this band just, honestly, they transported us, absolutely transported us. It's centred around Hope Masika, who's one of the few female Mbira players around. And then there's the Mozambican percussion player, and then the Swedish bass player, and Halvard, who's a sax player from Norway. It just, they just blended. You could feel how much they wanted to play together and the adventure that they were on. And
Let's listen to a first track from this and carry on the conversation once it's in our ears. Yes, let's have this this first one, which is Matatia. Thank you. That's such a case of less is more in that sound. Every single thread just imperceptibly pushes you in one direction or another. It's very elegant.
And takes you on this wonderful journey. You know, when I came back and I was asked to come on the programme, I came back from working on Global Beats in Zanzibar and then went to Ghana to work on a festival called Asabaku in the Western region. And, you know, it was tough. It was challenging. And I came straight back, you know, hit the ground running. And I listened to this song and somehow it calmed me. But at the same time, it just kind of energized me and uplifted me because they are just they are transporting. Beautiful.
And they are quite distinct musical threads. You can actually, if you sit and think about it, identify the Swedish, the Norwegian, the Zimbabwean, the Mozambican. Thank you.
Yes.
The four sides of the band, but they make sense together. Musically as well as obviously personally, because they're having to go to great lengths to get together.
Well, they're proper musicians, you know. It's not for nothing that they make such great music, and they allow themselves the time as well to build. And you can feel them listening to each other, and they're on this great adventure. I mean, with that track that you had two Mozambican rhythms, you know, one of them's like from an erotic love dance and the other one's from a rites of passage. So, and the song, and then, of course, there's the Sungura rhythm being played on the Imbira. And the song is about a frog, and it's a girl who's kissed too many frogs, and you know, you can feel her eyeing up her prospective suitor, you know. Will you be my prince, or are you just another frog?
Another one of them.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to carry on with the story feel with this next track. Tell me about this one.
Well, this one's written by Kalu Tembe, who is the Mozambican percussion player in the band. And what with all the unspeakable horrors happening today, it just kind of spoke to me. It's a song to lost loved ones, and it's called Naku Shuva. I miss you.
So kila ni tolo na ufamba mangwa lukulu wene ungeleni langa mashaka ni wanganu vashinawe thank you.
Makujuva from Moniswazi's new album, Moniswazi Yanga, and Rita Ray introducing us to April's album of the month. Rita, tell me a little bit more about Hope and the Mbira. You were saying earlier that she's one of a very small band of female Mbira players.
Well, when you think of female Mbira players, you know, you think of Stella Chiwezi, who is, you know, I mean, the woman is rock solid, just amazing, so spiritual. And then, of course, Chiwanizo, who we lost in 2013. And so Hope is kind of taking on the baton of female Mbira players. And, you know, and I was looking into it. I don't think there's a well, from what I could glean, there wasn't a real reason why females didn't play the Mbira. And I kind of think maybe it's because, you know, they do a lot of communing with spirits and ancestors with the Mbira, and it's also linked with healings and spirituality. Perhaps the worried women be a bit too strong. I don't know. It's very strange. But she is like, has the roots, you know, that spiritual ancestral roots. But I love the way she's applying it.
Tell me a little bit more about the live thing. You know, when you go from hearing something like this that is intimate, that creates an atmosphere, that draws you in, sometimes that's difficult to translate to a stage. How do they manage to take that beautiful sound and make it work in a live atmosphere?
Well, that's the alchemy of this group, because I was really worried about how they would present it live. But, you know, with sympathetic miking up and being great musicians listening to each other, you make it work. If you're good enough, you'll get it out there. And I can promise you everybody was absolutely transfixed.
Halvard, you mentioned him earlier, the Norwegian element of the quartet, said that one of the dynamic elements of making this music together was that he was coming to the Mozambican and Zimbabwean elements as something that was new and unknown to him, whereas Hope would be coming at it as something that she had grown up with all her life, and that contrast was something that made what they did special. Is there something about the Scandinavian sensibility maybe as well in how they approach this music?
Well, people usually think Scandinavians, you know, it's very stereotypical that, you know, they're quite cold. But for me, what they've got and what they bring to this blend is a kind of earthiness, really. And, you know, they throw off boundaries, and the way I kind of want to illustrate it is that this album was recorded on one of the remote Costa Islands, which has no cars, and all you hear is the lapping of water against the rocky coast in that. And so they kind of put themselves in an environment where there are no borders, no boundaries, and they let themselves fly, and, you know, these trained musicians as well. So I think that's kind of what they bring to it. There's a very empathetic element to what they do.
Rita, thank you so much for coming in late Friday, early Saturday morning it is now, to introduce us to this album, which is our album of the month. Tell us about this last track that we're going to play just now, Povo Mpovo.
A lot of this album is built around Zimbabwean folk tales and storytelling, and this is a classic example of it. It's, you know, a traditional story rearranged by Moniswazi, and what Hope says is that, you know, you've got to fight for what's yours, and very, very, very beautiful indeed. So, you know, I love story, and it's late at night, so this is my good night bedtime story.
Thank you, Rita.
This is a song about some people. Other people. Those people who find pleasure in taking other people's things. Thank you.
Sanga Uteka Shilunganga Wena Uyeva Shibasanga Kelly Sam Chumuyava Mwanyane Ungateka Kelly Sam Chumuyava Mwanyane Ungaiva Yeva Shibasanga Deka Shilunganga Wena
Povom Povo from Monaswezi Yanga, the new album from Afro-Scandi band Monaswezi. Thanks a million to Rita Ray for her selection of our album of the month. You can check out all the details online at the Radio 3 website and head for the links to World on 3 there. Well, this past week has been a very sad one for the world of folk and traditional music, with two musical giants in their own parts of the British musical firmament departing. You can read and listen to many, many tributes to both of them elsewhere, both long-time residents of the Scottish borders and long-time traversers of musical boundaries. Instead, let's pay tribute by listening with good memories. First, to the peerless pentangle guitarist and all-round gentleman, John Renbourn, followed by the composer and pianist Ronald Stevenson, whose lineage on one side was that of the great piano composers Liszt, Busoni and so on, but also of Bartók and Janáček and Kodály, those whose new music was rooted in tradition as it made its way out to new places.
Praise to the moon, bright queen of the skies, jewel of the black night, the light of our eyes. Brighter than starlight, whiter than snow, look down on us in the darkness below.
If well you should find us, then well let us stay. Be it seven times better when you make your way. Be it seven times
senses restore. Give song to our voices, give sight to our eyes, to see the sun bow as the new moon shall rise. Cast your eyes downward to our dwelling place, three times for favor and three times for
Ronald Stevenson and fiddler granddaughter Anna Wendy Stevenson with the beautiful lament by the 18th century composer, fiddler and dancing master Neil Gow, written on the death of his second wife. Music from a time where the lines between classical and traditional music were barely visible, a time I'm sure Ronald would have thrived in. Before that was Mairead Ní Gonail and the Voice Squad with the title track from the beautiful Pilgrimage of an album from John Renbourn's Traveller's Prayer. It's an album which also includes John's exquisite reworking of the Wexford Carol, which is a track that always heralds the beginning of Christmas for us in our house and always will. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3, and now seems like a good time for looking back to Radio 3's World Music Archive, a treasury available permanently online on the Radio 3 website. And this week's temptation to get you exploring further comes from Madagascar, the great island nation off the southeast coast of Africa. This recording comes from 2008 and a tour by the Radio 3 team hosted by Malagasy music devotee Paddy Bush and Madagascar's best known musician Justin Vallee. Amongst the usual travel traumas, the team eventually ended up in the very hospitable Victory Hotel in the rather forgotten coastal town of Tuliar, which became the venue for the recording sessions, including this from singer Samba, daughter of a local star musician, magician and wrestler, no less, and accompanied by Sambiasi on Marovani zither, a man who said that his music normally he played in the forests, and the Marovani, a relative of the national instrument, the Vallee. Thank you. Sambiasi and Samba from Madagascar, and thanks to James Birtwistle and James Parkin for the skinny on that trip back in 2008. You can find this and more on the Radio 3 website in the World Music Archive. Go indulge. This is World on 3 and Marianne Kennedy. Time to return to tonight's session and the first of our BBC introducing artists. The first of many, we hope. Nassim Zerian, a London-based musician from Algeria, joined by Nico Rouget on saxophone, Mike Perry on drums, Samir Nasser on percussion, Matteo Grassi on bass, Al McSween on piano, and Fawzi Hamaidi on keyboard and vocals. And they carried on with another of Nassim's own songs, one that goes straight to the heart of the matter on two fronts.
Yeah, Yemma is a song. I mean, Yemma means in Algerian means mother, so it means my mother and my back home. So in the same sense, I consider my back home as my mother and UK now as my father, if you accept. So yeah, Yemma means my mother, and try to express this feeling through this song, expressing the love I have for my mother on the one hand, on the other hand, my back home country, which still my first influence.
Music close to the heart, for sure. This exactly. is Nassim Zerian and the band then with Yemma.
تلاقت العيون كانت أول نظرة وتغير الكون عشقتك أنا في الخضرة ياك العشق ممحون ما احتجنا الهضرة العشق ممحون أبيض لون البشرة والخانة القانون ما احتجنا الهدرة والقلب ما يخون نشفى أول مرة نسيت الكون. تلاقت العيون كانت أول ذرة وتغير الكون. شقتك أنا من الخزرة ياك العشق ممحون. ما احتجنا الهدرة والقلب ما يخون.
Nazim Ziryab and his band with Yema there, and he is our BBC Introducing debut session artist here on World on 3. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy. Nazim, why don't you introduce us? You told us earlier that it's quite an international band that you have. Yeah. Introduce us to who you have playing with you tonight.
Yeah. So I have to start by thanking the guys who are not only musicians but friends. Really, they doing that with, you know, their heart. So I have Nicola on saxophone. He's French. We have Mike Puri. He's a drummer. He's from England, from London. Samir on percussion. He's Algerian. We have Matteo Grazzi on bass. He's Italian. And we have Fuzi on keyboard. He's Algerian. And we have Al on keyboard as well. He's Scottish. So as you see, it's a blend of nationalities. And that was my main target, just to bring people together from all over the world. So if I can have 30 people on band, I will bring everyone.
Some of these guys we've met in yeah. other guises, playing with the Carr Collective, with Simo Lagnawi. Yeah. London is very much exactly. that kind of place where you can meet people from all over. Mm-hmm. Was this part of what was so attractive for you in coming to study here, to make music here?
Yeah, of course. I came here to study first and to mainly play music. So because, you know, I will not talk about immigration issues now, but it was like a key for me to stay here and to play my music and stuff. So yeah, for London is amazing, and UK is amazing, and Londoners and people from UK are amazing, are welcoming, and to be honest, they opened doors for me. The anonymous guy coming from Algeria, and I've been helped by many peoples here in London from all over the world, and I try to transmit this message that we can all live together in peace and playing music. If the music is the only way to bring people together, why not just playing music? Don't do something else.
Was the scene what you expected when you arrived here? Did you find it difficult you've been welcomed, but is it difficult to make those first steps?
Yeah, but to be honest, I've been lucky, I don't know. Just, you know, when I came, I brought my guitar for £100. It wasn't that expensive. And then I posted on Gumtree. I'm North African, I'm North African. I need musicians. I want to play with different musicians in London to build a band. And I've been contacted by Mike Perry, the drummer, and he's the first guy who believed on my project, and he was really.
And it's
really
clicked. It stayed.
He said he's our drummer. And then I met other guys in the same, maybe in different ways, but they all believed on me, on my project, and we
So if someone's listening to World on 3 on Radio 3 tonight or online, and they want to get their music heard, or they know somebody. Who's sort of starting out like that as well? What would you say to them in terms of taking the chance with BBC Introducing?
Yeah, first of all, I mean, I know it's really difficult for an artist to believe on himself, because we always have the feeling that we exist amongst, you know, millions of musicians and artists, and why me? That's the question I've been asking to myself. But finally, it can happen. It can happen through BBC Introducing, because I was, as I said, anonymous. Nobody knew me, and now I'm playing at Maida Vale. So it happened to me. It can happen to everyone who's listening to BBC Introducing now, and who wants his music to get out there. And the only thing I can ask for people to do is just play their music, do it sincerely and honestly, and stay hoping and stay dreaming, because that what drives us. And I think, keep dreaming. It's the, even if it doesn't happen, the dream is it's worth it. I mean, but BBC Introducing can concretize your dream and make it make them true. Just one advice: just believe on yourself, do your music, upload your music on BBC Introducing, and come to play at Maida Vale Studios.
Well, you might be in Maida Vale for a little bit longer than you were planning, because I'm not sure you can actually get home to Bermondsey tonight. I'm not sure they're letting you back in just yet.
Yeah.
But will you play us one more? The other tracks that we've heard tonight have been your own compositions, but just tell me a little bit about this last one, the Alawi.
Alawi is traditional. Let's say it's music from west of Algeria, so they play this kind of rhythm, this kind of type of music. So one of my influences was L'Orchestre National de Barbès, which is a band built in France. They are Algerians, and this mixture of North African and European. So they did that like 10 years or 20 years ago, and they arranged this music, this traditional music, and it was a hit. So my idea was to take this traditional type of music and rearrange it. And for me, it's a way to follow what our predecessor did, our Low NB did, and I'm trying to do the same thing. So it's a kind of heritage, let's say, what I'm playing now. Yeah.
Nassim Seriab, it's been a real pleasure having you here on
Thank
World
you
on 3 and on BBC Introducing.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And let you join the band one more time, and we'll have
Thank
Alawi.
You. Thank you
so
Thank
much.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much. And I love you all and kiss you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
الخير اخوتي لي زالجيري امس الخير هيا مس الخير لي زالجيري من بي بي سي مس الخير يا مس الخير مس الخير لي زالجيري مس الخير بالغوصلة من اللي ما انسى يلي دي ما في بالهم حاضر بلا لوم واللي غلط في حقي وعليا قسى سماح بيناتنا لليوم المعلوم
Nazim Ziryab and Friends in Session. Thanks to everyone at Maida Vale who were in on the recording last week. And remember, you can download the session as a podcast online, and there's video available on the BBC Introducing YouTube channel and a picture gallery as well on the website. That's about it for tonight. James Birtwistle, thanks to him in the studio, and to tonight's producer Juan Carlos Jaramillo. Lopa Kotari is back in the world on 3 Chair next week. So I shall leave you with one of the long-time stalwarts of the UK trad music scene, Gavin Marwick, stepping into the spotlight with his And Friends Journeyman Spectacular, launched earlier this year at Celtic Connections, and taking to the road over the summer with gigs including the Sage Gateshead's glorious Fiddles on Fire on the May weekend. Enjoy this holiday weekend wherever you are, and here's Gavin with some party music to get you in the mood. Balkan Red. Good night. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Good Friday in 1724 was the first occasion Bach's St. John Passion was heard complete. And although performances have become more frequent in our times, it's still on the whole less familiar than the larger St. Matthew Passion. The 2014 BBC Proms gave us a chance to hear both of them, Sir Simon Rattle conducting the Matthew Passion, and this performance of the St. John Passion with conductor Sir Roger Norrington. So if you know the piece, expect the unexpected. The lineup here, the Zurich Chamber Orchestra and the Zürcher Singakademie, with James Gilchrist as the evangelist and Neil Davis as Christ. And the aria soloists are Lucy Crowe, Clint van der Linde, Joshua Ellicott and Hanno Müller-Brachmann. The first part of the St. John Passion brings Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter's denial of him, and Christ's arrest by the Romans.
Thank you.